Good evening, I'm on the air.
Good evening and welcome.
1914. And 9101.
9101.
Do you get the whole studio 1501, I believe, 1501 or 02?
Do you mean 1509?
Yeah, that's what I meant, 1509.
If we can go ahead and get it, because the person that originally talked to the operator is out of the office now.
Alright, so the operator is picking up service at the 23rd in Raleigh. And one girl get on the bus and she wants the operator. There's a guy in the red shirt. He says crazy things at the bus stop and he have a maze bottle in his position. And she wants the operator, please do not board him. But anyway, he get on the bus. Operator asked him to take the next bus. He didn't listen. But he was on the bus. He paid his fare. And then he went off on the operator and calling names and, you know, pacing up and down on the aisle inside the bus and threatening. And he get off at the 23rd in Irving. And when he get off, and operator, after he got off, operator closed the door and he hold the door and he spit on the operator. It landed on the operator right side of the face. Operator declined the medical and I checked with the operator and he is okay to drive the bus. He like to stay in service. I don't see any emotional, but he's a little upset. But he said if we get a little bit time off, he'd be cool off. So that's where I'm at, where we are at, and he's okay. He likes to continue in service. So can you check with the manager, and if they're okay, he can stay in service.
No. One, we have them filled. Two, any time an operator is assaulted with a biohazard, they are not allowed to continue, and they cannot drive the bus back to the garage either per SOP, so they will have to be transported and other arrangements made for the bus pickup.